following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No, I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Everyone, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the first Tuesday of June. Doug Duda with you for the next hour, where we have got a couple of special guests. Sean Callahan's going to give us a perspective on the Shrine Bowl from Husker Online. Tell us a little bit about both squads, who's going where, what some of the cool matchups could be for this Saturday's game in Kearney at Foster Field. The 56th annual Shrine Bowl can be heard on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll also rejoin Phil Stanton of College Baseball Insider. He did not believe. Now, there's two sides to this story. He gave us College of Charleston as a surprise team that could make it into the Super Regionals as one of those four seeds, as one of those dark horse seeds. But he didn't believe. And, of course, I guess every time you got to go with those upper seeds. But what? I mean, you just threw a bunch of nickels in a wash machine and you saw what came out. They're bouncing around the dryer. It's like going to Keno. Here, this was just like random. There was no rhyme or reason to a lot of these Super Regionals. It's probably the most wide open now baseball tournament coming into the Super Regional round that we have seen in some time. And again, man, I feel bad for Indiana today. They lost on a 2-run home run in the bottom of the ninth. And again, you know what? We'll go into that in a minute here with a thought on that. But Stanford down 4-3, entering the bottom of the ninth, man on second, one out. You're thinking, gosh, if we can just keep that guy from scoring, we're going to win it. We're going to the Super Regional. The next thing you know, the guy pulls it. I mean, I think there was three, maybe four home runs in that game last night at Indiana where home runs just don't figure into college baseball anymore. Hard to believe that we can even say that. But it cost Indiana last night. Indiana was up 3-0 and lost at home. I don't care. I don't care if there's an if necessary game. I don't care what's forced. If you're the number one seed, why wasn't Indiana the home team? Has nothing to probably do with how the game plays out, but there is strategy involved there. How is Indiana, don't give me this coin flip crap. I understand if it's the Big Ten baseball tournament, but this is the postseason. You're playing the last game. You have earned the right by being the number one seed. Stanford's not the number one seed. Why was it? I don't care why Indiana should have been the home team. And it makes a difference. It makes a difference. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to have your emails. You can also, of course, tweet us at ESPN1460-1550, at ESPN1460-1550. Damon Day had to be a late scratch today with the weather and running the Little League. Wanted to make sure, obviously, that everything was taken care of. And you've got a couple of things. Of course, this is June 3rd. This is the 34th anniversary of the great tornadoes that ripped up Grand Island back in 1980. And then all we're hearing about today is all the folks we've... You know, if you've watched any of the media, social media, listened to it, heard our newscasts here on ESPN, you know that the Weather Channel and all the weather people are in Kearney. They're in Grand Island. They're waiting to see where this happens. And I guess maybe we should pack up, move west. Good time to go to Scott's Bluff. Don't we have some kind of GNAC thing out in Alliance we could go to? I mean, we got to figure something out. Get out of here. But whatever it is, keep it here on our network of stations. Keep it on the Weather Channel. Find out what's going on. Because in this day and age, no one should ever get caught without knowing. Oh, I didn't know anything. Yeah, no, that's just ignorant if you don't in this day and age. There's way too many ways to keep abreast of what's going on out there. And yes, you probably won't be able to watch your favorite television shows because it'll be wall-to-wall coverage if it gets real bad. Don't get freaked out by it. Go online. You'll find a way to get it taken care of. It's not going to end because you couldn't watch whatever it is you watch on Tuesday night. A lot of cable will be out there. You can join us for that. Also, how close, getting back to sports here, baseball, softball. Alabama playing for the national championship. They lost last night in the first game of the best of three to Florida. But Alabama playing in the national championship. And then things open up in the NCAA tournament with Oregon State. Remember, that's the other side of the regional Nebraska was in. You can play all this little league. You can play all the high school. You can play all the summer ball that you want. But look at the teams that are successful even at that level. It's fundamentals and errors. Where would both the Nebraska baseball and softball team be today? And there's no guarantees, but where would they be without the errors in the postseason? The softball team would probably be playing in the Women's College World Series. Whether they'd be in the finals, who knows? They would have been slotted in where Alabama is. It would have been Nebraska. Alabama's playing the national championship. Alabama didn't score an earned run against Nebraska in the regional. Zero earned runs in 2 1-run wins over Nebraska. Just shows you how close making it to the Women's College World Series last year and then kicking it around a little bit, and Alabama, who found a way at home to beat Nebraska twice by one run, is playing for the national championship. Then on the baseball side, it's going to be interesting. Oklahoma State, all of a sudden, this could be a team that makes a lot of noise. You look at this College World Series bracket. It's bracketed all the way out. Oklahoma State will play the Anteaters of UC Irvine, and then Texas and Houston are on the other side. And if you're an Oklahoma State fan, you got to think, we got a great chance to make it not only to Omaha, but to do some damage, because on their side of the bracket, those super regionals all begin on Friday, and then that gets them to the first day, the Saturday games in Omaha. There's not a national seed left. 8 schools and not a national seed among them. Zip. 0. Top 8 is what we're saying. Top 8. Vanderbilt made it through as a 1. Louisville made it through as a 1. And Oklahoma State made it through as a 1, but none of them were in the top 8, and they're all through. Quite a lineup over there. UC Irvine will play Oklahoma State. Texas will host Houston. Kennesaw State, and you just got to root for them just because, right? They're going to be playing at Louisville, and Stanford will be at Vanderbilt. That's the one thing. These smaller schools, they have no chance. Not only do they just get into the tournament by winning their conference and they get slotted in a 3 or a 4 slot, they have no chance of ever hosting anything in the postseason, ever, because they're just not big enough schools. But how cool would it be if a school like Kennesaw State or College of Charleston got to host a super regional, and the buzz that those teams obviously deserve. On the other side, the super regionals that get going on Saturday, College of Charleston will be playing at Texas Tech. Pepperdine, who I threw out on the show last week, is one that you had to watch. We talked about it with Phil Stanton. They were in with Cal Poly, and nobody was quite sure if Cal Poly could live up to that seed, and they didn't. Pepperdine will be at TCU. Ole Miss will be at Louisiana Lafayette, and Maryland will be at Virginia. I want to thank Randy and Jim for taking care of the show yesterday. It was taking part in UNK's Blue Gold fundraiser yesterday. Had a great time doing that. But when you come back and you miss a Monday show, that means you miss Saturday, you miss Sunday, you miss what happened on Friday. And there's two or three things, and then by this time they're right out my ears, and I totally forget. But the 22-inning game, and I wish Jimmy was here because I know he would probably be on the other side of the argument. The Sam Houston State and TCU game went 22 innings, second longest game in regional or postseason, I believe, NCAA history. And they just flat out blew the call. I'm sorry. The interference that they called there in what, the 20th or the 21st inning, bases are loaded, bottom of the 21st, Sam Houston State, chopper up the middle, slow chopper. They have no choice but to turn the double play. And, I mean, the guy, all you have to do is watch the replay. The guy is through first base by the time there was any slide contact down there at second base. He slides, the guy, there's contact, the ball goes into the ground. You got to use some common sense. You know, if this is the seventh inning of a 4-2 ball game and he's taking him out, that's one thing. But he slid right over the bag. Interpretation of the rule is what it comes down to here, and they blew it. So I think TCU ought to feel very fortunate. Again, there's nothing to say that TCU wouldn't have come back through and won the regional anyway, but I'm just want to go on record saying blew it. Blew it. I mean, when you're playing the 21st inning and as a manager you get thrown out, you know there's a reason why, because it is you don't want to get thrown out. You're not going out there to get ejected from the baseball game. Man, didn't like it. One other note. Came across this morning. Apparently in the Chicago Sun-Times, somewhere along the way, they have found a kind of a diary. It's not necessarily Harry Carey's diary, but it is a log, maybe for his accountant. And I didn't read the whole story, just kind of read the bits and pieces of it. But it kind of talks about what he spent, where he was. And the bottom line is, Harry Carey, who was famous for having a couple of buds along the way, they think they can prove that before he was with the Cubs, this was the White Sox, I think, in 72, they could prove that he had been in establishments, which we called back then bars, 288 straight days. 288 straight days. You know, Harry, all I can say is impressive. Well done, man. Well done.
Hey, if you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself?
Harry Carey, 288 straight days. Took a day off, went after it again. Then they said kind of like December 24th, which would make sense. Then there was a few blank days in the log. But Harry Carey, 288 days, probably not even a record. He kept track of every drink in every bar in 1972.
Hi, Harry Carey.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Phil Stanton, College Baseball Insider. Sean Callahan of Husker Online. Talk a little Shrine Bowl. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Let's take a look at the Midtown Mark Cooler question before we head into the break here that you can vote on at ESPNSuperstation.com. How do you think, or who do you think, the men's... How do you think... Who will win the French Open men's draw? Okay, let's go with that. 50% said Rafael Nadal. 33% took the field. 17% took Novak Djokovic. Some of the quarters are going on today. Stanley Cup begins tomorrow. Who you got? Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Do you have the Kings or the Rangers? And in how many games? I'll wait, because if Randy Bushcutter, our resident hockey guru, fan. I want to make the predictions with him tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, but you can predict now who will win the Stanley Cup Final and how many games at ESPNSuperstation.com. College baseball, super regionals when we come back.
Next on deck, the Royals take on the New York Yankees. Friday at 7:10, the first 5,000 fans get a mystery gift card presented by Rally House. Fireworks after the game presented by Hy-Vee and Pepsi. Saturday starts at 6:15. Family Fun Day Sunday starts at 1:10 with Nori Aoki posters for the first 10,000 fans presented by Magnaflex and Pitcraft Printing. Monday's game starts at 7:10. Plenty of seats available. Get yours at Royals.com and Hy-Vee.
Be Royal, Kansas City. Be Royal.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies today. Showers and thunderstorms likely, especially into the afternoon. Some storms may be severe, a high of 87. Tonight, thunderstorms still with a threat of severe weather, a low of 60. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, back here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. I'm just still going crazy about Harry Carey. We want to thank Terry from Lincoln, who said, I know that your record is more than 288. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that, Terry. I appreciate it. Yes. Thanks to everyone listening today. wow. Back here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Had some fun with the Midway guys yesterday out at the UNK Blue Gold. We're not golfers, but we do like to contribute. It's for the kids, right? To all the folks that competed yesterday and participated and helped out UNK, congratulations. Just one of the many things, and thank you, one of the many things that your Midway Auto Dealership does, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, to help the community. You see their names. You see their posters. We talk about them here on the radio time and time again about all the events they do. Not only do they have the daily hassle-free pricing to give you the best deal on your new or pre-owned vehicle, but they help the community as well. They're not taking their money elsewhere. They are keeping it right here in the area to help out a variety of organizations and, of course, to help the youth and, of course, to help out UNK, the high schools, and many other worthy organizations. So know that when you're shopping at Midway, you're helping Midway help the area. Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or thinkmidway.com. So we figured out during the break, if you wanted to tie or break Harry Carey's record of 288 straight days in the bar or having a cocktail, this is just perfect. This is perfect. If you started yesterday, and we just did quick math, if you started yesterday, which I know is Monday, but hey, whatever, or today, you figure it however you want. The last day, like the 288th day from today, St. Patrick's Day. What a great place to just, hey, I hit it. It's St. Patrick's Day, and then obviously you'd want to take the day off. Phil Stanton from College Baseball Insider joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Phil, I don't know, 288 straight days. I love Harry Carey, but I don't know if I could do it 288.
Yeah, but you know what they say, records are made to be broken.
Well, and Cub fans feel like they've been drinking for a whole lot longer than that.
I tell you, that they are. That's a tough lot. I was talking to a friend of mine today who's a Phillies fan, and you know, they had a really tough weekend, and he was lamenting the fact that you think of just how, you know, they've had some recent success, but gosh, the poor Cub fans, it's been a long while.
Well, the Major League Baseball draft is right around the corner as well. And, Phil, this is the time where we look at the big-time teams that usually get to Omaha. Then they can talk about, well, this guy was drafted in the first round. This guy was drafted in the 15th round. A lot of discussion has come up over the last couple of years. I think, obviously, the teams and the managers and the scouts all know it. But it's about leverage that juniors may want to come back, and Nebraska's going to be in this spot, and a lot of teams are. Good juniors may want to come back, and they might get drafted in the 10th, 12th, 15th round, but they lose their leverage because if they're drafted as a senior, what else they got to do? They got to go pro. Here, they've got a decision to make. It seems to be a new little fixture when it comes to the college or the Major League Baseball draft.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it takes some analysis. It's a little bit of a gamble to figure that, you know, are you going to be able to move up significantly? Say if you're a 10th round draft pick, can you move up significantly with a strong senior year and get yourself up there? Now, you know, it may be that guys who are in, you know, that are taken in the first 10 rounds, it wouldn't make sense for them. Now, one thing that is usually good there is that the teams will pay for them to finish their education. So from a degree standpoint, if they would get hurt or something happens there, they could at least finish their degree. But those guys who, you know, may not be happy with the offers that they get, you know, they'll have to have some serious discussions with an expert or two and their head coach to see if their numbers could significantly improve to where they could get themselves, you know, up either in the top 10 or maybe top 5 rounds.
Phil Stanton, College Baseball Insider, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Hey, I love to throw out kudos. College of Charleston, they were your dark horse, and here they are. And they're not the only one, but you said College of Charleston had a chance.
Well, they were the best. I think most people felt like they were the best of the four seeds, and they really had a tall task. Going down to Gainesville, where Florida was the number 2 overall seed. But, you know, once they beat them on Friday night in that first round game, all of a sudden they switched spots. They're in the advantageous spot that the number 1 seed normally is in. So then once they get that win on Saturday, they're really in the driver's seat being 2-0 and really, really impressed with what they did. It's hard to believe in looking at the super regional matchups now, there actually are more non-one seeds that had advanced than there are one seeds. There were 7 number 1 seeds that advanced, 4 number 2s, 4 number 3s, and then College of Charleston being the 1 number 4. So a year ago, we had 14 of the 16 regionals won by top seeds. This year, a real complete reversal.
And I think a lot of people are on board with not thinking this is the greatest thing, no matter what the sport is. And some of the national pundits say this a lot, Phil. It's great to have the underdog for a while, but when you get down to the nitty-gritty, who really wants to watch Pepperdine Houston in the College World Series best-of-3 final? You want to have a underdog or a couple underdogs to have somebody to root for, but this really dilutes the field, I think.
Yeah, I remember there's been discussion several years in the past about in the World Series, would you rather have the underdogs? And it may have been 2 years ago when Stony Brook and Kent State had got in there. And I think, you know, a lot of fans do have that soft place in their heart for the underdogs. But when you get to the title game, I mean, that championship series, you really want to see who the best two teams are. Another interesting thing, the way the bracket has fallen out. There's three national seeds that are left. All of them are on the same side of the bracket.
Yeah.
So if they advance, all three of them are going to be in the same bracket trying to get a spot in the championship series. So amongst the eight that would be there, you may have the best two in that one side of the bracket. There's some people that always talk about wanting to reseed once you get those final eight to Omaha, and we may hear a lot about that if Virginia and Lafayette and TCU are all able to advance, where they all end up in the same bracket. But I think it just varies from year to year. There's going to be years where, you know, chalk holds through and you get a lot of the favorites there. But I think it's great for the sport, for Stony Brook, for Kent State. Their programs are not going to forget those trips for a long while. I think the teams that are in the conference and in the area, the America East teams, other teams that are in the Northeast, the Mid-American schools, teams that are in the Midwest, that gives them some hope, too, in seeing Stony Brook and Kent State be able to make it to Omaha, that they feel like their program could have a chance if everything would fall right. You know, they would have a chance to get there as well.
I'll ask you what left you shaking your head out of this regional weekend. What was such a big surprise? I mean, the way Florida State got rolled up so quickly to me was a huge surprise, because a lot had been made, especially in Omaha, about there had never been a Heisman Trophy winner play at the College World Series, and there had been opportunities for that to happen. But was that the biggest shock? I mean, Oregon State going down, I think when they got beat, you knew, hey, one and done. Was there something else out there?
Well, I think those were both really big, and I think the way Florida State went down to where they didn't score for the first 17 innings, and here they're playing at home. They play Georgia Southern first and get shut out there, and then, you know, the desperation game, the elimination game with Alabama, they get shut out for eight innings, and then they try to scramble in the ninth and just fall short. I think that was the biggest surprise over those first 2 days. But I think with Oregon State going down, with them having played so well during the year, they looked so well balanced offensively and pitching wise, and to be on their home field and not be able to get that done. I think those probably were the two biggest surprises.
Well, Phil, let's talk about who's left. As you mentioned, the one side of the bracket with Lafayette, Virginia, Ole Miss, Maryland, that seems to be to maybe have the most quality left in the NCAA tournament. But there's so many storylines here. It opens up for Oklahoma State. Nobody knows anything about Kennesaw State, which is automatically going to make them the Cinderella if they can get to Omaha. Who stands out? What's the most interesting story here?
Well, I think you're right that there are so many. I mean, it's really difficult to pinpoint one. To me, the most surprising thing when looking at the Super Regionals as a whole is that four of the eight hosts are from the Big 12. And I think when you get talking about teams, you could potentially have Oklahoma State, who was the regular season champ, and they didn't get as much discussion during the year. Their RPI was down because they didn't play as strong a non-conference schedule. But they end up being the regular season champs. And then you have TCU that was pretty strong all year long. They end up being the tournament champs, had a really strong RPI to be able to get a national seed. I think it would be amazing if the two of them would be able to make it to the championship series. But you've got some real interesting ones. Virginia, a lot of people felt like Oregon State and Virginia were two of the most balanced teams. Virginia had little trouble getting through their regional. Looked very, very impressive there. I think they're going to be a strong one. Lafayette may have the best offense of any of the 16 that are left. They get shut out 1-0 by Jackson State in the first game, and then they just come back and just pound the ball through the rest of the regional. TCU using their pitching. I think there's going to be so many good storylines. I think it's going to be really fun this week to see the stories that come out about all the individual super regionals.
Couple minutes left with Phil Stanton, college baseball insider here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I'll look at Virginia. They're the three national seeds, so they're the highest one left. They have all kinds of postseason experience. They've been nationally seeded so many times, and they haven't been able to put the cherry on top. Can you tell us a little something about Virginia, what might make them the favorite right now?
I think they have really strong starting pitching, and that starts with their ace, Nathan Kirby. He pitched 8 innings of shutout ball against Arkansas on Saturday night, only allowed 1 hit, got into trouble once, had a 3-0 lead, had runners on second and third, nobody out. He doesn't allow a run to come in, gets a strikeout, a line out, and a ground out to work out of that. Offensively, they're not like Louisiana Lafayette, where they're going to scare you top to bottom, but they can play small ball well when they get somebody on. They can move them along. Mike Poppy at first base, it really gives them some power. Joe McCarthy, Derek Fisher, probably their best 3 hitters, and really solid defense. Another thing that I think really makes them tough is Nick Howard, their closer. He got a save on Saturday night to give him 19. So they're about as complete as can be. But one thing that's going to be real interesting, they didn't play Maryland during the regular season. They played them once in the ACC tournament, and Maryland ended up beating them. So Virginia looks so good on paper, and as we went into regionals, so many teams look good on paper. You would think Virginia's going to be favored against Maryland, but Maryland's played so well here at the end of the year. They didn't have any nerves going down to Columbia and winning down there, beating South Carolina twice. I think of the teams that are left, Virginia's probably the most balanced, but I think they're really going to have their hands full with Maryland.
And you made an interesting point about the Big 12, obviously, with 4 teams. They're all hosting, so that should make them the favorite, albeit slight, in each one of these. And then if all 4 make it to Omaha, they would play each other. It would be Texas versus Oklahoma State and Texas Tech versus TCU. So prediction time, Phil. How many of those Big 12 teams will we see in Omaha?
I think you're right that all 4 are going to be favored. It will probably end up that 3 of the 4 get there. I don't know that all 4 of them will, but it wouldn't surprise me for all 4 of them to get there. Texas will probably have the toughest time with Houston. I think Houston was under consideration for being a number 1 seed, and they were impressive in being able to get a regional win down at LSU, because normally LSU doesn't lose home regionals. So I think that's probably the one that's going to be the closest. But it would be great for the fans there in the heartland to be able to have some area teams, coming in there to Omaha to watch. I can remember in years past how electric it would feel those years that Nebraska made it to the College World Series. So I think, getting a couple of those teams, and especially if it's been a while since Oklahoma State has been there, I think that would bring a lot of energy into Omaha.
Well, some great baseball still to be played here. Does College of Charleston get there? Who's your dark horse? Is it still them?
I think it would be. Texas Tech has not been this close in a while, and College of Charleston has to kind of feel like they're playing with house money. I think Kennesaw State has a real good chance. Louisville is solid, and Louisville is really strong at home, but I think Kennesaw State has a chance there. And when you're talking about the draft, they've got a catcher, Max Pentecost, who is going to be a very high draft pick. A lot of people think he may end up being the first catcher taken and could be a first-round pick. So in watching the Super Regional games this weekend, he'll be one to keep an eye on as well.
And Phil, we'll get out of here with this. As far as the whole baseball season go, I mean, South Carolina just had one heck of a run come to an end when Maryland got out of there. They've been so good for so long, and they still are especially in the postseason. Do we have any national powers that are ready to see a coach retire, a coaching change, some bumps in the road, some things that might be in the news here over the next couple of weeks?
I know there's been some rumblings down in Clemson territory that fans aren't happy with Jack Leggett right now. He over his whole career at Clemson, they had gotten to the College World Series at least one time over every 4 year period. It's been 4 years since they've been out to Omaha, so the fans are really unhappy there. Plus, over the last few years, they've had a lot of struggles in trying to beat South Carolina. So I think in compounding that they haven't had as much success across the state, South Carolina has had so much postseason success. I think there's some rumblings down there. I don't know that anything will be done this year, but it may be a situation where they say, okay, we've got to see significant improvement next season, or else, you know, we're going to make a change there. And I think always, you know, I think a lot of the elder coaches that we have, you know, they probably take a look at it every year and see whether, you know, this is a year that you know, they're going to give up. There may be some talk if Texas ends up winning the whole thing. You know, would Augie Garrido want to go out that way? So I think there'll be some speculation. You know, we'll kind of have to wait and see on there. But I think, you know, probably Clemson is the one that we've heard the most rumblings from so far.
Well, Phil, I think this is the most exciting because getting to Omaha is a big part. Once you get there, yeah, but getting there, everybody is one step away, and should be some great baseball this weekend. Always appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk a little college baseball. So enjoy it, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks.
All right, thank you. You guys enjoy as well.
Take care. Phil Stanton, college baseball insider, outstanding stuff. You know, I just look at the bracket real quick. It's a who do you want here kind of to root for. I'll tell you, I want Texas. It's time to get Texas back. It's time to have Augie here. If you have got a bracket here that doesn't have a lot of the national seeds left, you need something. Texas will bring that. Oklahoma State, UC Irvine, everybody loves Anteaters. Everybody loves Dirtbags. Any of those nicknames, Irvine, people love that. But if Oklahoma State gets here, cool. That's a coin flip there. Kennesaw State, Louisville. Duh, Kennesaw State. Nobody knows anything about them. Get them here. Vanderbilt, Stanford. Vanderbilt. You want Vanderbilt. I don't know why. You hate the Pac-12. College of Charleston, Texas Tech. College of Charleston. Want to see them here as a 4 seed. Pepperdine and TCU. Again, that's probably the biggest coin flip of I don't know. I mean, I picked Pepperdine that they could be my upset coming out last week going into the regionals. So it'd be cool. They'd be somebody different. Louisiana Lafayette, Ole Miss. All of a sudden now, if you get Louisiana Lafayette, it's another team that you don't know a lot about. At least Mississippi obviously has some tradition. Mississippi State, obviously what they've been doing has been awesome. And then I'd love to see Virginia get here, maybe win the whole darn thing. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and Sean Callahan is up next.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
for a limited time at Complete Nutrition. Get 30% off all weight loss products. Hurry in today and save 30% on Refirm Now, Mancor, CTS, Charger, and more. Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of people lose weight with clinically proven weight loss products that actually shrink fat cells. If you want to lose 15 to 20 pounds of fat, tone up, and be healthy, it's the perfect time to come into Complete Nutrition because all weight loss products are 30% off. Stop into a Complete Nutrition store today for a free consultation. A Complete Nutrition consultant will set you up for success by recommending which weight loss product is best for you. Achieve your ideal weight with the help from Complete Nutrition. For a limited time, all weight loss products are 30% off.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
The 2014 Shrine Bowl is Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9. Option to the short side. Wiseman cuts it up. Look out. 40, 35, 30. He is gone, and Sutton is in the lead. The state's top senior football players converge on Foster Field and Kearney Saturday.
But into the clear slough. Down the right sideline. 20, 10. Cuts back. What a move. To the 5. Touchdown. Jordan Slough.
The 2014 Shrine Bowl. Pregame at 1:30. Kickoff at 2. Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's that time of year, folks. The weather is nice. The grass green. I don't know if it's the impending weather, of course, that's coming out, or if it's just happens to be that time of the day. But I saw all kinds of folks out trimming trees, working on the grass, getting things ready maybe for the storm that's rolling in. But if you are ready to get your lawn a little bit greener, if you've not taken the time to stop into Johnson Lawn's new nursery, then you need to get there today. Get all the plants, rocks, trees, and flowers you need to make your garden and landscaping project a breeze. They're open inside Johnson Lawn and Landscape Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays, 9 to 4. So if your garden and landscape are not becoming, then you need to be coming to Johnson Lawn, Landscape, and Nursery beside Yellow Van in Kearney. Get it ready to go for this summer. Sean Callahan, HuskerOnline.com. He's been working on his landscaping. How's that look?
You know, I just got the mowing done yesterday for the exact reasons. I was nervous about the storm and going out of town tomorrow to Baltimore for the Rivals Convention and Rivals Camp, so I had to make sure I got that done before I got on the road.
Well, I'm sure Mama's pretty happy about that, too. That way she didn't have to do it.
Yeah, I was like, well, maybe I can mow Tuesday. Then I saw that extended forecast. I'm like, I'm not doing much on Tuesday afternoon. I'll say that much.
Well, Sean, let's talk about you brought that up. We want to talk a lot about the Shrine Bowl and some what those kids are doing and where they're going. But there's obviously we've got a couple of Nebraska camps coming up, national camps going on over the summer. So what's going on in Baltimore? Let's start there.
Well, yeah, we'll have our Rivals Convention. That's Thursday. So everyone gets in town Wednesday. Then Friday begins our five-star challenge event, and that's put on with Rivals and Under Armour. This year it will be in the Baltimore Ravens Stadium where 115, 120 of the top players in the nation will be there. It's an all-expense-paid showcase event, kind of similar to what you see in AAU basketball when the sneaker companies bring kids for a showcase deal. There's two of those now for football. We run one with Under Armour, the Rivals Five-Star Challenge, and then there's the opening, which Nike puts on, and that's done on the Oregon campus of Nike. So those two events are kind of the big premier events, and they happen in the month of June. From a Nebraska standpoint, Kendall Bussey has been invited, and he'll be out there and get a chance to compete against all four and five-star guys on the same field. That's the biggest thing. With football, it's not like AAU basketball. You don't have events every weekend where you can see these guys play, where in football, this is one of the rare times where we'll be able to see literally the top 100 guys on the field at one time.
They've all kind of established themselves. What's left to prove?
Just to say who's the best or, you know, just to compete. And I mean, honestly, it's an experience. I mean, you get an all expense paid trip to Baltimore to compete in the Baltimore Ravens Stadium. Under Armour outfits these guys with you know, tons of different outfits throughout the weekend that, you know, they get to keep. It's all within NCAA rules because it's part of the uniform for the event. So, you know, not only do they get a free, fun trip somewhere to compete against the best, they get a lot of gear and other opportunities out of it that they wouldn't get if they were just staying at home.
How big is your expense account this weekend?
Luckily, I don't have to pay for any of that stuff. But, you know, we do have a dinner Friday night on the campus of Under Armour. So I'm looking forward to that. And the players will be there for the welcome dinner. And they always have a big keynote speaker. Last year it was Lovie Smith in Chicago. So I imagine this year in Baltimore it's going to be somebody big time, especially on the campus of Under Armour. They kind of keep that a surprise and don't, like, let anyone know until the day of.
Ray Lewis, woo! Oh, man, we'll have to take Big Daddy if it's Ray Lewis. Let's ask you a couple of questions here off the Dent Popper inbox. This comes from John and Carney, who says he wants to know about the additions of Stringfellow and Williams, and with Bell and Turner being done after next year, how that will impact the team.
Well, I think Stringfellow, you know, he gets Nebraska a number one receiver option after Kenny Bell leaves. There's no guarantee that Monte Harrison would be here. And, you know, I think if you are a betting man, you're probably saying 65, 70% chance he's probably going to the pros, depending on where he goes. And, you know, if he does come, that was your number one guy. Monte Harrison, you know, is a bona fide superstar if he can get to campus as a receiver. He's a legitimate 6'3 as well. But you have Stringfellow, who still has 3 years of eligibility, even after he sits out this year. I mean, 6'3", he's 225. He's arguably one of the top receivers, freshman receivers in the country. A year ago, had over 150 yards against UCLA in a game last year. That was really his one game he broke out. But everybody, you know, you're in Washington, people will tell you this guy is an NFL caliber receiver. You know, once he gets rolling, and I think he'll fit in nicely in the offense. You mentioned Kerryon Williams. He was a late addition that will be on campus here in June and go through summer workouts and everything else. He's a defensive back, a 6-foot safety out of the Air Force Prep Academy. Just decided that he didn't want to be a part of that. And Charlton Warren's connections kind of made that happen. He had about 8 different offers to go to that he could have joined up. You know, I think California and Colorado and some others offered him, and he canceled all his visits after he visited Nebraska. And a lot of that had to do with Charlton Warren and the connections he had out there.
I've had so, this comes up from time to time, it's a continuation of an email here too. So, Sean, with Bubba Starling struggling in baseball, all the Husker fans want to know if there's a possibility that he pulls a Brandon Weeden, fill in the blank, some of the other guys that have done this. Are you hearing anything?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't rule it out. I'll just put it that way. But I would say that if things continue to go south for Bubba, there's zero doubt in my mind that Nebraska would not take him back. I mean, they would take him back in a heartbeat, even as a 23-year-old guy. And I don't know when that would happen. You know, if at the end of this baseball season they would release him, or if they let him, make him play one more year, because this is just year 3 for him right now, I believe. And I believe he's got to go 4 years in order to get that full contract. So, we're still, I believe, another year away. I don't know how all that stuff works, but there's no doubt in my mind if Bubba Starling wanted to come back and play football, Nebraska would take him in a heartbeat. And I do know they still maintain a strong relationship with him and his family here over the last couple of years.
Sean Callahan, Husker Online, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Main reason we wanted to talk this time around was about the Shrine Game, which is coming up on Saturday. Your thoughts on the talent pool that we will have coming up for Saturday's game?
You know, I was at both camps yesterday. I was at the North in the morning and the South in the afternoon, so I got a chance to see, you know, everybody up close. And the North squad has, I'd say, an advantage in the skill department. You know, basically every top guy is playing in this game other than that's eligible because, you know, Stoltenberg and Gretton had a knee injury, so he can't play. But, you know, Gifford and Foster are the only two guys not playing. Harrison Phillips was on the South squad, and he was unblockable at practice yesterday. They've got a really good group of linemen on that South team that impressed me yesterday. But on the North squad, they've got the skill guys and the quarterback play. Easton Stick and Brad Brazil from Bellevue West, those two quarterbacks are solid. And then he's got some good receivers, including R.J. Erzendowski, Nate Madunia, the Husker walk-on tight end from Wahoo Bishop Newman. But the secondary for the North is probably the best group of players I've seen. They've got three FCS Division I recruits in that group. Trey Carr, who's going to South Dakota State, he was a three-star recruit, though. Probably should have ended up in, maybe a Big 12 or MAC offer, but just didn't really, for whatever reason, it never came through, and he had a connection to South Dakota State. He's a very talented player from Burke. Then you've got Micaiah Slade from Lincoln Northeast. He's also going to South Dakota State back there. And then Jalen Allison from Papillion. He's a corner going to North Dakota State. He won the 100-meter dash of the state track meet last weekend in Omaha. So that's secondary for the North. If I were just to, break down one group that jumped out, then obviously Harrison Phillips on the South, his play on the defensive line was really something to watch.
A couple of minutes left with Sean Callahan here. Any of these small school guys that the Class A guys have not got a chance to see, having a chance to shine here, catch your eye, catch the coach's eye?
Nothing like Nathan Budgeta last year, where he kind of like overwhelmed people with his power being an eight-man player. But if I were to I think Britza from Cozad, physically, I told him yesterday, he looked like one of the Makavica brothers. I mean, he is put together, the kid out of Cozad, the linebacker. Trying to think of any other smaller guys that jumped out, but he would be definitely one. The kid from who's the team that won C2? I just blanked on
Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull. Yeah, Slough. Yeah, Jordan Slough.
He's a football player. I mean, you watch him run around out there, and I don't know where he's going to school. You might know. I wouldn't know on that, but he's an impressive athlete, and it's fun to watch. I watched him in the state championship doing the sidelines, and yesterday, he looked like he belonged out there, obviously, with the best in the state.
Yeah, a lot of those Donovan Trumbull kids decided to stick together and head to Concordia. So, that's one of those, man, yeah, love you, NAIA, go, but they might have some more talent. So we'll see how that all plays out. Are you getting a feeling at all, Sean? There was we talked with Coach Hale before. He said last year's game was 9-3 or whatever it was. It lacked for showcasing maybe some of the talent out there. Are you getting any kind of a feeling that we won't see that kind of game again this year, or what are you hearing?
I think it all is on the quarterback play, and the quarterbacks have to, the previous 2 years you had some elite quarterback play with Derek McGinnis, who's now at North Dakota State playing quarterback. You had Tyson Brockmeyer. If you have a gunslinger quarterback that can really manage that an offense and install an offense in a week, and good coaches that know how to install an offense like that, it can be a fun game like we saw those 2 years when Brandon Riley and Derek McGinnis just took over, and then the year before Brockmeyer and Sam Birch took over that game. I think the North squad, when you have Easton Stick and R.J. Erzendowski, they're both going to North Dakota State. I see them really connected for a lot of plays in this game and being exciting. They have the arm strength, too. Like last year, the wind was strong, and I think it affected a lot of those quarterbacks in the game. Najee Jackson just didn't look like the guy that I saw play at Lincoln Southeast, and the wind and the chillier conditions on the field just hurt a lot of that. But you're right, it was definitely kind of a letdown with the lack of explosive plays in the game. And there were a lot of drops last year, Doug. I mean, if you remember that game last year, there were 5-6 big plays that should have been caught that weren't caught. That big South Sioux City receiver, he ended up catching one, I believe, but he dropped several others throughout the game. And Tradion Hollins from Central had a lot of opportunities where he didn't catch the ball. And I think a lot of it, the receivers got to come down on some of those plays too, and we would have had a different game last year.
Yeah, it was cool. It was windy, and supposed to not be too hot on Saturday. I guess it depends what the storm does to the rest of the things. And the kids obviously making their trips to the Shriners Hospital here over the next couple of days.
Yeah, one is going to Chicago, and the other team is going to St. Louis, and they're doing it on the same day. So a lot of those guys are excited. I know Trey Carr told me this will be the first time he's ever flown, and he's looking forward to it. And that kind of puts it, a lot of these kids, when just to even get the opportunity, number one, to go to the hospital, but to fly and go somewhere. A lot of guys have never flown before. And it's really neat what the Shrine does and the awareness they raise, and the opportunity they're giving these kids, not only to be a part of the game and see the hospital, but to go fly somewhere. I mean, that's a huge, huge cost. And the biggest cost they have for this game is flying 100 people to Chicago and St. Louis.
Well, I know it's always a great experience, and we hear so much about it from the players and coaches involved. Hey, Sean, be safe out there in Baltimore, and we will catch up with you again soon. Thanks for the time today.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot. And fortunately, I won't be in Kearney because I'll be in Baltimore. But hopefully you guys have a good game out there and some good weather for the Shrine Bowl.
That's okay. We know your credit card number, so we'll keep the tab open here.
Cutting hands on Friday night, right?
Sounds good, Sean. Be safe, buddy.
All right, guys. Bye.
Sean Callahan here on the Doug and Daddy Show from HuskerOnline.com, and you can keep up with the very latest with Sean. Again, you'll hear the Shrine Bowl pregame at 1:30, kickoff at 2 o'clock from Foster Field, Saturday, Classic Hits 98.9 and World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com. You'll hear it live. The podcast will be up after the game, so you can hear it afterwards. And, of course, go on now. You can see all kinds of stuff from the state and district track meets, photos free to download and use as you want. When we come back, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
Attention golfers, the finest course in Central Nebraska is at Indian Head Golf Club. The most complete facility in the area offers fantastic golf, GPS systems, a full-line pro shop, and apparel and equipment from Nike, Titleist, Callaway, plus your favorite refreshments. Youth golf programs are offered to help them develop golf skills and work ethics. Indian Head's golf card program gives you 2 or 6 free rounds of golf with your card purchase. Go to IndianHeadGolf.com for more information or to book your tee time. No one offers more for your golfing pleasure than Indian Head Golf Club, West Husker Highway, Grand Island.
If your company or farm is accepting bids on replacing your roofing system, call the company that provides the best products, the best workmanship, and the best service after the job is completed. Lampman Roofing Company. Your project is not handed off to some subcontractor. Eddie Lampman is personally on every job assuring you that your project is always the top quality that you expect. Lampman's spray-on weather and waterproofing systems make your roof look and work like brand new for many years to come for a lot less money. Farmers enjoy Lampman systems that seal leaky grain bin walls and roofs. For a free, no-pressure quote, call 800-942-4331 or 402-670-9167. Saving you on your re-roofing and energy, Lampman Roofing Company. 800-942-4331 for your quote. An A-plus rated Better Business Partner.
Haber with it, top of the key. He'll drive, he'll spin, he'll shoot, he'll score.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. And how about never having to sign a contract? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing, and no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Thursday, it's Game 1 of the NBA Finals. The San Antonio Spurs and the Miami Heat. The rematch from last season.
Allen finding a cutting Chalmers to a cutting James. Throws it up and in. And he's fouled.
Can the Heat win their third straight championship? Or will the Spurs capture their fifth title?
Tony Parker, what a move.
It all starts with Game 1.
The Heat and Spurs, Thursday night at 8 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug and Daddy Show, wrapping up a Tuesday, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming your way. If you've not won in the last 2 months, then you are always eligible. 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. You can call now and be a part of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. The winner gets a $25 gift card to Troutman's for great steaks or bacon or fresh frozen seafood, USDA ground chuck. It's only the best. Of course, all the brats, fresh sausages out of the smokehouse. So much to choose from at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. UNK senior wrestler Mark Fiala named an academic All-American on the third team. This is off the at-large. You know, you have academic All-American football, academic All-American basketball. For the so-called smaller sports, there's the at-large team. So like wrestlers, tennis players, swimmers, skiers, ice hockey, golfers, they're all on the at-large team. So congratulations to Mark Fiala. Mike Dentlinger was also an academic All-American earlier this year. The only other UNK wrestler to be named an academic All-American was Dalton Jensen back in 2012. Let's do it. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Steve.
Steve, who was the last national seed to win the College World Series?
Florida State.
It is not Florida State. Try back. 888-455-3776. It's kind of amazing. We've been talking about national seeds, and there's only three national seeds that are even left going into the Super Regional this year. Just because you're a top eight seed doesn't mean you're going to win the whole ball of wax. Let's keep on it. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Jason, who was the last national seed to win the College World Series?
Stanford.
Stanford is incorrect. Try back. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Michael.
Michael, there has been, now, so since 1999, that's the current format, okay? The current format where we have the eight national seeds, there's only been one time that the overall number one national seed has won the College World Series since 1999. Who was that team?
Was it North Carolina?
No, it was not North Carolina. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Todd.
Todd, who is the only number one overall national seed to win the NCAA College World Series since 1999?
Arizona State.
It is not Arizona State. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Wes.
Wes. I like this one. What do you think about this one, Jeffrey? I'm going to throw this one out. Nebraska has been a top eight national seed. What's the highest Nebraska was ever seeded in the NCAA tournament?
They were number seven.
Seven, nope, not right. Try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Jason, what's the highest national seed Nebraska's ever been?
Six.
No, they were six in 2006, though. They were the sixth seed in 2006, but that is incorrect. So I just gave you a little bit of a hint, so you can scratch out six, seven, and eight. As we continue on with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, who is the only number one national seed to ever go on and win the College World Series under the current format since 99?
How about UCLA?
UCLA, incorrect. Try back. Oh, man. I thought a couple of these would be 50-50. They're not easy. They're not easy. One of them was pretty hard. Let's keep after it here. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, looking to give away a $25 gift card. Who are we chatting with?
Chad.
Chad, what's the highest seed Nebraska has ever been in the NCAA tournament?
Four.
Not a four. We're getting them eliminated. Try back. 888-455. By process of elimination, they're going to get this eventually. Who are we chatting with?
Derek.
Derek. Derek, let's go with who is the only number one national seed to ever win the College World Series since 99?
I'm going to go with LSU.
Ooh, not right. Incorrect. Very close. They won it as a two seed. LSU won it as a two seed. In fact, LSU has never been the number one seed. That's kind of weird. You look at all the number one seeds since 99, and LSU, with all that tradition, has never been the number one. They've been the number two a couple of times. Let's continue on. Who are we chatting with?
Brett.
Brett, who is the only number one national seed to ever win the College World Series?
Texas.
Not Texas, although they have been the number one seed twice, 2004, 2009, but did not win it. And this is not a trick question, by the way. Let's continue on with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Mike. Should we ask him the Nebraska question, Jeff? What's the highest seed Nebraska's ever been in the NCAA baseball tournament?
Third.
That is correct. Mike is the winner. He has knocked it out of the park. He's got a $25 gift card to Troutman's. That was in 2005. Nebraska was the number three overall national seed. And Mike, hang on. We'll get you hooked up here with your $25 gift card. They were the conference champions that year in 2005. Made it to the College World Series that season, but it didn't work out for the Huskers there. In 2005, although they made it to the College World Series. And if I
double check here. I believe that was the first time that they actually won a game at the College World Series was in 2005. So congratulations. The answer to the other questions, the only number one national seed to ever win it, was in that very first year, 1999, the Hurricanes out of Miami of Florida. And the last national seed, the last top eight seed to even win the College World Series, it's been 4 years. South Carolina in 2011, they were the number four national seed. So the last 3 years, none of the top eight have won the College World Series, which will make it interesting next week in Omaha because there's going to be at least five non-national seeds that make it in. Nebraska women's basketball, Lanny Page, sister of incoming freshman Kaylee Page out of Kansas, is coming in. Wamego High School, also Kansas 6'3 power forward Rachel Blackburn. Page is a 6'3 wing, listed as the number 36 recruit in the 2015 class by ESPN. Of course, Jess Shepherd of Fremont, Maddie Simon of Pius are already in that class. And the new boys basketball coach at Omaha Central is Ben Holling. He's leaving Omaha Burke to take over what is currently the most successful boys basketball program in the state after Eric Behrens took the job at Peru State. And the new commissioner of the United States Hockey League is Bob Fallon, introduced as the president and commissioner yesterday, replacing Skip Prince, who stepped down after 6 years. And I don't think they have a lot of answers to some of the questions surrounding the USHL. And we'll get into that when it's our time to talk hockey next, because tomorrow the Stanley Cup Finals get underway. Randy Bushcutter will be in as my co-host. Among our guests, Doug Christensen, Chancellor, UNK, kind of recap what has happened this past season, this past year, recap the blue gold. We've also got more on the Shrine Bowl, more of the Super Regional Baseball previews. We do want to thank Phil Stanton of College Baseball Insider and Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. This is Doug Duda saying, be safe out there, and hopefully we're all back and well and better than ever, right? On Wednesday, Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.